the latest we've ever had that in an AFL season. Oh, Lockie Neal, spectacular! That's why he's in Brownlow contention. That was remarkable the way he picked that up and then had the poise to step around one more.
Neal, out of the middle. 24 points the margin. In they go again, and beautiful delivery. This time it's Stephen Martin. He doesn't want to take the shot. He wants to give it back. And the man who started it can finish it. What a start.
That is exactly what our next guest is, Del. Take this on for size. Okay. 742 disposals.
In one season.
Surpasses Simon Black as a Brisbane Lions record. He finishes third in the Brownlow.
Yes.
And an All-Australian in his first season as a Brisbane Lion. He goes okay.
He's okay. It was a good pickup on the Lions.
His name's Lockie Neal and he joins us this morning on SEN. Lockie, thanks for your time, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Tell us what you and Dane Zorko are up to this morning with a couple of the Lions membership partners.
Yeah, we're just about to launch the Snap Fitness membership campaign down at the Howard Smith Wharves at the moment. It's a beautiful setting here. It's about 30 degrees already and it's only 6:40 or something in the morning. So, I think it's a free fitness class that everyone can get down to. So looking forward to the day.
How are you tracking after the off-season? Is there much of a program that you're given by the club or do they allow you the chance to go away and properly freshen up?
We do get given a program. It starts off pretty slow the first couple of weeks and then starts to ramp up and get some kilometres in the legs before we all join back up. And obviously a bit more of a break for our guys this year, and had the whole group together yesterday for the first time, and the young boys have been training for a couple of weeks already. So, it's been good. Everyone's come back in pretty good nick, and as you're probably aware, we didn't have too many injuries last year, so I think everyone's quite fit and healthy. We've got a couple of guys in rehab, but not many, which is great.
Lockie, what's your 10 weeks look like? Obviously, you're an experienced player, a senior player, and obviously a really consistent player. How do you approach the 10 weeks off? Because I watch the way you play your football. I'd say you're meticulous with your structures and the way that you go about your football. Are you the same sort of person off the field and, I guess, in your own time, getting the work done?
Yeah, I am a little bit. As I said, I've been in the system for a while now, and I've certainly done the off-season the wrong way a couple of times when I was younger and come back in not my best shape. And Ross kicked that habit out of me pretty quick, which was good. I tend to just stick straight to the program that the guys give me. They're pretty individualised these days. So I was fortunate enough this year not to have any post-season surgery, which was the first time in about 6 years, I think. So that was great. And body's feeling really good and ready to attack another pre-season. But I went overseas for a few weeks, but was still able to get some work in, which was great.
You've just got back to the footy club. The boys got there yesterday, and obviously the excitement is the first thing. You get to see all your mates again, and you're about to launch into another pre-season. Have you already got a feel of what you need to work on from last year, as well as everything did go for you last year? You speak about the injuries and the performance, the home ground advantage, all of those things that we love about the Brisbane Lions were back. Have they also identified some areas of improvement that need to improve to take the next step for next year that needs to be done in the next 3 or 4 months?
We haven't spoken as a group just yet. We had a little bit of a chat post-finals and exit meetings and whatnot, so a lot of it was individualised, but we did get a couple of good points out of the finals, and we probably weren't moving the ball quick enough in those final series at times when we thought we probably could have gone and had options to go and move the ball and score a bit quicker than what we did. We certainly had a lot of opportunities to and didn't take them, so it's probably... we'll try and be a little bit more brave. Although we were quite a good attacking team last year, there were games against the really good sides where we did struggle to score. So that'll be a little bit of a focus. And just defensively as well, at times we were easy to score against. So just tightening those principles up and instilling them into all the guys over the preseason to get that right from the start, because we probably started a little bit slow as well and had a couple of games early in the year where we were easy to score against.
Lockie Neal joining us on the Summer Breakfast here on SEN. Interesting to hear some of those learnings that you've taken out of the final series, Lockie. It is a young group. I know it's your first year, or was your first year with the club, but you would have seen pretty quickly that it's still an inexperienced group. Do you think they're better and you'll all be better for that experience of finals in 2019 now?
Yeah, definitely. And I think those guys, a lot of the players at the footy club, hadn't experienced any finals footy before, and we were lucky enough to have two home finals at the Gabba, and the guys loved that, and to see the Gabba packed again, I think really fueled the guys to come back ready to go and hopefully make another assault on the finals and hopefully go a little bit better than what we did.
The life of a midfielder can be a tough one sometimes because there's always a tag coming your way, especially when you're in the, you know, the top bracket of players like you are. It was discussed a couple of times this year, some of the treatment. I know Chris Fagan in a couple of games was pretty unhappy with the off the ball treatment. How do you get around that? How do you prepare yourself for it? And I guess going into 2020, how do you come up trying to beat those sorts of physical tags where you've got someone who's not really that fussed on trying to win the ball themselves?
Yeah, it was a really good learning year for me. I think previously I was playing with arguably the best player in the competition in Nathan Fyfe, and most weeks he'd cop a lot of attention and I was sort of free to do what I want a little bit. So had to work through a couple of scenarios this year, and probably earlier when it started happening, I was becoming a little bit frustrated. I'd sort of had impact on games in the first half of the game, and then if I got a bit of attention, it seemed to fade out and not deal with it too well. So I just worked really closely with our midfield guys and the players as well to help protect me at times, but also work through it myself and do things that benefit the team, whether it's releasing wingers to free someone up in the stoppage or make 1v2 so I go to another opposition midfielder so it's sort of a 2-on-1 and free another mid up. But yeah, there was different scenarios to work through, but felt towards the back end of the year I was able to shake him a little bit better, and I think Matty DeBoer got a hold of me in that final, but the midfield we were actually going okay, so that was okay as well. And it's sort of different games bring up different challenges, so yeah, it was a really good learning year for me, and I'll take a lot from it moving forward.
And Lockie, the draft was on last week, and one of the players that you picked up, your first pick, was Devon Robinson, who's from WA and probably slipped through, and you've got him at the start of the second round. You must be thrilled with that. Are they at the football club, so that you've got four this year?
Yeah, I think they all get in today, so that's exciting for them and for the footy club. And I think young Dev is going to be staying with me and my wife for the first few months and possibly longer. So we'll see how he goes. If he's a good cook and a good clean, then Jules might let him stay for the year. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I think the club was absolutely rapt to have him slip through, and obviously they did a bit of a trade to get that first pick in the second round and get into the footy club. And I know the other guys that we've picked up, our recruiters rated really highly and were surprised that they were on the board at that time. So yeah, the club's dope to get those four boys in.
Lockie, just before we let you go, I don't know if you're across this yesterday, you may have been, it was sort of doing the rounds on social media, Kane Corns on our SEN SA breakfast program was talking about the Lions for next year and had this to say.
I think Brisbane could be the Melbourne of 2018, where they fly through, everything goes pretty well, you crash out in the finals, but you get ahead of yourself a little bit. The pre-season comes, perhaps you take your foot off the pedal a little bit, you think it's just going to happen, the next step is to move on, play finals, perhaps challenge for the flag, and bang, footy bites you in the backside. I think that's what could happen to the young Lions this year.
So I guess the question, A, is what do you think when you hear that? And B, is how do you avoid it?
Yeah, I think, first of all, Kane's entitled to his opinion, but I don't think he would have spent too much time in Brisbane and seen the group of players that we have up here. And from what I've seen over the last 12 months, and especially the boys coming back, certainly no complacency has crept in. The guys are in career best nick, so I'll probably put the guys on the hook a bit here, but I can't see that happening with us. Really determined bunch, but as we know, the AFL is always changing and teams are going to improve, so do we, but yeah, I can't see that happening.
Good luck. I think if 2019 is anything to go by, there's a lot of Lions fans excited for what's to come in 2020, and you're a massive part of it. Lockie, thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Lot.